Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an oral of Daf Lamed in the Ois V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Vav. The Gemara brought a discussion regarding the Shita of Rabbi Elazar that says that when you have two things that give taste, Rabbi Elazar says you go based on the last thing that came in, and Chachamim says you don't, because Zev HaZegorim is Mutter. And the Gemara in the previous Daf discussed what happens according to Rabbi Elazar if it fell at once, now one after another. And the maskana of the Gemara was that even if it fell at once, Rabbi Elazar says it's usur. And the Gemara brought a raya regarding this discussion, regarding the chametz of a kusi. The kusim are counting Pesach a different way, and therefore when you buy from them chametz after Pesach, you have to assume that it's chametz shaval of a Pesach. And that's what the Braisa says, you need to be able to bake it three times until you know for sure that the yeast that they're using, it's not the one coming from Pesach. And the Gemara concluded this braisa is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. Says the Gemara, we're starting four lines on the top. That's his name. Nehira, so remember, who's the one who says the braisa of the chametz of kusim? Rabbi Eliezer, it is Rabbi Eliezer. Va'anan leinon amin ke. We don't say that. Elo, Rav Halo, Shem Shimon Lokish, Yordul Chametzav Shakusav Ki Rabbi Elazar. That everybody agrees with Rabbi Elazar in this case. Even though usually Chachamim hold the Zev HaZegorim is Mutter, but Chametz of Kusim, they're Machmir. So here everybody, Yordul, means they came down to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, and they said that when you have this Chashash, it's Asur. Void Minado, I'll bring another Raya. Tomar Rav Chanino Breda Ravo, Rav Chanino, the son of Ravo, said, Abba Havali Udo, father had a story regarding this case. Sholach Sholach Rav Chir Rav Yosso Rav Amy. He went and asked these three Amaroim, Vilorimanly, they all paskin Kerab Lazar. They paskin Kerab Lazar, that's also. Maki Chidoyim Moiri, they all paskin like a Shitas Yochit. Loim Shushiordul Chametzim Shakusi Kerab Lazar. Because everybody agrees with Rav Lazar to be Machmir by Chometz of Kusi. Omar Rav Mana Komi Rav Yosso, Heach ma de tamer tamon halacha kablozer, veko halacha kablozer. Do you say the same way you pass kan halacha kablozer by the kusim? Do you say the same thing by truma? So he tells him, Omer leil chol de bor. You always get a pass this way. No, chometz of kusim were machmir by truma, not so much. So meaning the maskana what we learn in this daf for now in Amud Aleph is that by chometz of kusim, even Rabbanu will agree with Rabbi Elazar to be machmir. In to say Zev Zegorim Maser. Halacha Zayin Zok Mishnah. Kelim Shesochon B'Shemen Tomei. You take a kli and you put on it oil, which is Tomei. V'chazav Shesochon B'Shemen Torah. Then he anointed with a Shemen Torah, with a Shem which is Torah. Or Shesochon B'Shemen Torah, V'chazav Shesochon B'Shemen Tomei. Or he did the opposite order. Rablazo Yimei Achar, Rishon Anibo. Meaning, what are we talking about? He took the kli, he put it in Shemen Tom and Shemen Tor, or the opposite order, and he put it in the mikvah. So right now it's not Tomei. Now there's oil coming out of the kli. What should I assume? Which oil came is coming out? The last one that was put in, or the first one that was put in? Rabbi Elazar says, you say the first one that was put in is the one who's coming out. Because as far as that the second oil is pushing out the first oil, and that's what's coming out. So if the first one is Tomei, right now the oil is coming out as Tomei. Continues the Mishnah and the Flam on the base. We say no. The last one to go in is the last one to go out. Says the Gemara, my time in Rabbi Elazar. And we're going to use throughout this Amud the Gears of Reb Chaim. Ha'choron moitzi sarishon. The last one coming in pushes the first one to come out. Rabbi Yudah also goes in the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. The Tanina Tamon, we learned over there. Tzloichis Shepia Tzar. Meaning there's a small container, there's a very small mouth. And in that Tzloichis, you're putting Mayim Chaim, meaning the water that's going to be used for the Hazoya of Mechatos. Toivil Umalik Edarko, he puts in the Ezoiv. The Ezoiv is what you were using in order to sprinkle the water of the Mechatos. He puts the Ezov, and he can sprinkle many times. Rabbi Yudah Imer Hazoya Rishon. Rabbi Yudah says, no. Only the first Hazoya you can use. But once you use the first Hazoya, you can't use it anymore. Why not? Because there's a narrow opening to it. So when you take the ezoy from the container, it touches the sides of the container, the opening, and it pushes out from the ezoyv the liquid which is in the ezoyv. And that liquid, that moisture coming out of the ezoyv, is not kosher to mechatos. So Rebbe holds the first dip, the mechatos is there. But once you do ready the second one, the mechatos pushes into the ezoyv and takes out the moisture which was in the ezoyv. So it says the Gemara, Kemoide Rebbe Amar, Ha'choron, which is the Rishon, meaning the mechatos, the Maim Chaim pushes the moisture which is in the ezoyv out. Can I also imef over here? Harishon achon moitzis harishon. The water, the last oil pushes out the first oil. Says in Morat Kedoyin, this is all the case. Because zach mikan umotz b'tzad hasheni. That's good if he puts oil on one side of the kli, and he finds oil on the other side. So I'm saying the oil, the new oil that came from one side, pushed the old oil which was inside, outside to the other direction. But zach mikan umotzu mikan ma omar bar blazer. What happens if he puts oil and in the same side he puts it in, he finds oil? Do you say it's also the last oil? So when you shvini minado, let's learn from the following. Omar avov shua biyuchanan. Loisov davat sloiches. Talk about the case of the mechatos, as we said before, and the name of Yudo. It's not only a sloiches that has a very narrow and small opening. Sigma davlam davlam davlam. El afilu sefel. Even a large jar. And the reason is why, not because the opening is narrow, so it pushes the Mayim Chaim to bring out the moisture. But just any time you have the Mayim Chaim going into the Ezoiv, it pushes out the water which is in it. Because here the Gemara says, then we learn that Rabbi Yehuda Blazer go in the same Shittah. Is the case of the Ezoiv that he's putting water on one end and comes to the other end? Meaning the pushing of one side pushes it to the other side? No. Here he's putting the Ezoiv into the Mayim Chaim. And it just automatically, by going in, it's taking out whatever's in there. Loi b'shesach mikan u'motzu mikan. Meaning it's exactly like putting the oil in and pushing whatever's in out. Of ha'chom b'shesach mikan u'motzu mikan. So also here it's the same thing. Meaning what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, if I'm putting the liquid in one side and I find liquid, do I say that's the normal cycle? Whatever goes in, stays in, and whatever is out, comes out. Or it's only when he pushes it because of the pressure that the liquid that comes in pushes out the liquid to the other side. It says more from the case of the mechatos, they say even with no pressure, the water which is inside comes out and the water that from the outside stays in. So also by oil, you say any oil that was put last, that goes in, and whatever is in before comes out. And if the first one to come in was tameh, then this kli is tameh. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Lamed.